Dave Spose, first of all, congratulations. A good draw against a very good Kerry side there in tough conditions.
Aye, definitely. I think to come back, we were maybe two or three points down there in the second half at some stage, and to come back and grind it out was really good. Susie was able to stick over the point there at the end, but yeah, no, delighted. I suppose it's a funny one, a draw. You kind of want to push on and win, but we'll take it there now with the conditions and stuff. So.
Yeah, it's got off to nearly a perfect start after Kerry got a point there. Keevy Keown, really good goal from herself as well. And I suppose that kept you as well in it coming into half time, too.
Aye, no, definitely. Look, I think we believe in ourselves anyway, and I know there'll be a lot of chat about Kerry and different teams and Donegal being a transition and whatnot, but no, like we knew we could frustrate them, and I think we did that. And again, just our fitness levels are really high, and Sean Gallagher's set us up really nicely for that, for the game that we're trying to play at the minute. So, no, look, I think when we look back at it, we'll be happy, but obviously things to improve on as well.
Yeah, just I suppose with the last two games you've played now, obviously disappointing to lose eventually against Armagh, but the 60 minutes against the league winners, League One or Division One winners and the finalists, it shows really how much this team's come on the last while.
Yeah, no, definitely. Looking as I said, Dara, look, we know that we can put it up to any team on the day, and yeah, look, we were delighted just to be able to pull back and grind it out. We've a few chances missed, maybe a few left behind us and stuff, and things to work on going into the week. But no, look, overall happy with the performance.
Just I suppose coming into those last couple of minutes there, maybe a wee bit nervy, but really did well to come back. Subs made a big difference there too.
Yeah, no, for sure. Good to see Blandon back after a couple of years out with ACL injury, just to steady the ship. She's very good at that. And Jodie McFadden as well coming on, just causing a bit of havoc and being a wee bit more aggressive going forward and driving at teams. And yeah, look, we put the press on, and that probably surprised Kerry near the end. They like kicking it long, and we were able to get a few points over the bar off the back of it. So.
Yeah, and I suppose now you still have to go down to Waterford and probably get a result down there as well. It's nothing set in stone yet.
Yeah, look, I suppose it doesn't really make a difference to us. Not make a difference, but yeah, look, we still have to go and get the result in Waterford, and that's what we'd be planning on doing anyway. Like, we're going out every game to win. We're not just going to sort of, you know, compete and be competitive. And look, yeah, you can take the positives from it today, definitely, but we'll be pushing on now looking to Waterford in the next 2 weeks.
Just there on this game, like, I suppose the bookies made you heavy underdogs anyway. I'm sure you didn't believe that. What does John tell you when you're going into a game like that then?
Yeah, no, look, as I said, I think that a lot of the narrative around the women's football at the minute is it can be quite superficial at times, and people just see it on the surface as it is. And look, as I said, we're happy enough just to batter on. We know what we have within the group, and John's instilled that belief. And as I said, the boys, Johnny and the rest of the backroom team, and Sean's got us in really good condition. So look, we'll hopefully take it to anybody now going forward.